parentheses he has, the Catholic priesthood was not always celibate. And he continues, self-denial is an act of worship in the context of doing God's will as opposed to my own. It puts God back on the throne. Temperance and self-denial are a requirement of the Godward way because we cannot serve two masters, God and self. Ellen White said in The Desire of Ages, page 21, that sin originated with self-seeking. This power regards no other power than self. At this point, I think this brother's understanding is accurate for a couple reasons. It's consistent with the verse itself and the verse before it describing the denial of any God whatsoever as the papacy exalts itself to the highest extreme. But in verse 37, it says, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers nor the desire of women. The desire of women here is speaking about what the women desire. And to interpret this as the celibacy of the priest of the Catholic Church is actually saying that the Catholic Church is the ones that don't desire women. They're the ones that choose to be celibate. So there, it's their desire, it's their decision to make that action. But the verse is saying the desire is the desire of the women. It's not the desire of the power of the in the verse that's being discussed. But the desire of women, and you can look this word desire in your concordance, is a word that is used in the Bible to describe the desire of the women of Bible times to be the mother of the coming Messiah. So if you look at the not regarding the God of his fathers as the Heavenly Father, and then the desire of women as Christ, nor any God, you see in this verse that he's denying the Father, the Son, or any God whatsoever as he magnifies himself above all. And then we come to verse 38, and in verse 38, we'll need to take some time for verse 38, 39, and even 40 in a block and look at it very closely, but I want to go through these and just give you an overview before we jump into them. Because of time, I don't think we can get all the way through, but we'll start and see how far we got. In verse 38, it says, in his estate, in his place where he rules from, he's going to honor a God of forces. And if you look at the original Hebrew, it's talking about a God of fortresses.